Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
And welcome to The Good Life. We are here to unleash your God-given purpose. They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Our guest today has won the hearts of thousands through his cuisine. Yet, world-renowned Hawaii-born chef Sam Choi might disagree that food is the way to capture a person's heart. We take a minute to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show. It is to lead you to the hope of Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Christ. He has been there for me and for Suzanne and certainly for Chef Sam. No matter where you are or what you are going through, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He died for mine. He shed his blood for all. He was buried, and we believe he was raised on the third day to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. His mercies are new every morning. Today he is calling you. Our guest today is Sam Choi. He is an American chef, a restaurateur, a television personality known as a founding contributor of Pacific Rim Cuisine. He is an alumnus of the Kapi'olani Community College Culinary Arts Program. Chef Choi is the recipient of the James Beard Foundation's America's Classics Award and has opened many restaurants, including Sam Choi's in Guam, Seattle, the Big Island, Oahu, many, many other restaurants. He and his wife, Carol, have two sons, Sam Jr. and Christopher. Sam Choi, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Oh, boy, that's a lot of things, boy. You're reading off. I mean, you kind of... You know, you kind of don't really realize how much and, you know, how much you have done and, you know, until someone... You know, it's just amazing how not only time flies, but how just, you know, you're just so blessed, you know, to be doing what you love. And, you know, it's like anybody in any profession that really loves what they do. And, you know, you can feel the Lord's blessing by, you know, having him bless you and, you know, and how time just keeps going and, you know, you're happy, you're healthy, you know, you can share. I think those are the most important keys, you know, being healthy and, you know, you're in the position where you can share.
You know, Chef,
forgiving, you know,
I really just read the cliff notes, to be honest with you. There's, you know, there's much more behind what you have accomplished, and we need to talk, so I couldn't spend the whole hour reading it all, but we really want to get to know, you know, some people probably have heard your story growing up and how you began, but we really want to talk a little bit about that. Where did you grow up and how, you know, who influenced you growing up?
Well, you know, we grew up in an era where, you know, it's not like today where it's on a fast pace, you know. I mean, you kind of really feel bad for the children today that are growing up in this environment, you know. I mean, let's just put aside the virus, but let's just look at the daily routine that the children or the future of the next generation, what they go through. And for me, when I grew up, you know, a lot of simple things. I think now that we are in a situation where we're in a quarantine environment. I mean, I feel at home, you know, I feel like I've been there. I'm just, you know, refining my skills from when I grew up, you know. So I grew up on the North Shore in a little town called Laie. My parents were Mormons, my mom and dad. My dad worked for the church and the Navy. He was in Pearl Harbor. And so we grew up very much a Christian family, you know. And I think, you know, our upbringing is really why today I'm so blessed that I can share that, you know. And I feel so strongly about it, you know. Because, you know, my mom was very interesting. You know, she was not only strict in the home, but she was also strict in the sense of allowing us to be visionaries, you know, to think and to... to look at the future and allow yourself to do whatever you feel you want to do, do it, you know? And of course, my dad on the other side was always, you know, very religious and always saying, you know, without the Lord's work, we would not be able to do what we're doing. You know, so when you had that kind of environment growing up, I mean, you know, like my was walking the sands of Hukilau Beach on the North Shore in Laie.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful beach. And I can almost remember the moments of finding a glass ball, knowing that this glass ball has traveled the world, basically, you know, as it left Japan, the shores of Japan, and floated for so many years or months or whatever it took to roll up on the shores of Hukilau Beach. I mean, it was just amazing. And get there early in the morning before the sun was up and walking and, finding this glass ball and scrubbing it all up and bringing it home and having it, you know, sit in the house and, you know, really looking at it. But those were the kind of things. So we grew up, in a sense, we went from the ocean to the mountains, you know, because certain times of the year, the mango season, we'd be up there in the mountains getting mangoes, making a mango seed or making, you know, getting mangoes to eat when they're ripe. And then mountain apples was a real big thing, too. Wow. We used to go down in the valleys and picking up mountain apples. And, you know, and then right after that, you go down to the beach and get rinsed off in that salt water. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you look at medicinal, when you look at really spiritual things, that was living then. That's the thing that I really believe that we've kind of took a real big chunk out of that kind of living out of the kids of today, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important to kind of revisit that, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know, and literally, you know, put the Lord's work into it, you know, have him be the guiding light to it, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you have to believe in that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were on that cross, not just to be there, but they were there to, you know, ultimate sacrifice for all of us for our lives, you know, for today to and on, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing that I really was blessed, man, growing up in that, you know, looking at the sunrise coming off Laie Point or by Lizard Island, you know, you can see the sun that throughout the summer it moves, and that color, that greenish color on the water, you know, I mean, I tell you what, I really always remember those days.
Yeah.
And then, you know, going with some of the old tutus out there and picking up the fresh shrimp, you know, opai in the limo, you know, picking up limo along certain parts of the reef and, you know, and just priceless.
Those
you know,
times.
So that was my upbringing, you know, and at home, you know, my parents really were good cooks. You know, my dad, you know, he made certain meals, and my parents were very interesting people in the community. They fed a lot of kids, you know, when we were growing up, we were, you know, about maybe 10, 11, 9. We didn't know why all these kids showed up at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon and early evening.
Wow.
But some of the people out there didn't have money. So they brought the kids over. At least they knew the kids could eat. And my mom and dad were feeding all these kids,
wow.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Until we got older, then we realized, like, oh, yeah, that's what happened, you know. Mm-hmm. And they enjoyed it. They enjoyed it very well. They enjoyed doing it. You know, and you kind of like think about Mother Teresa, you know, when she said when she was not, you know, well and kind of going in and out of the hospital. This one particular time I was watching a TV, you know, news, and she kind of looked up at the camera and says, you know, in life, you give. And even if it hurts, you still give.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, absolutely. It's just amazing. When she said that, I kind of just felt the love, and I just kind of felt like, God, she's talking to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think back about my parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, they just kept feeding all
these. Sam, how many siblings did you have? Excuse me.
I had a brother and two sisters. That's it, and my mom and dad.
So four of you.
Wow. And are you the only...
yeah.
When you your growing up, when did you decide to take up cooking, take up being a chef yourself? Is that something that all of you did?
Well, we all can cook. We all, in fact, they have their own bakery in Seattle, my brother and my sister. Mm. And we all cooked in the house. We all, you know, either were cleaning vegetables or cleaning up or help, you know, making something for dinner or, you know, helping mom and dad in the kitchen. I think that's why we're so blessed, because we were exposed to food at a very young age. You know, as we got older, and my brother and my sisters all went to Kamehameha, so they were in a private school, you know, so I went to Kahuku. I was just, you know, I was the one pegged to be home, you know, to do the work around the small family catering and the grocery store they had. And, you know, so for me, I was kind of like more blessed because I got to be home and, you know, and do all of that. So that was really kind of like a real nice blessing for me, you know. But yeah, they all cooked, you know. I mean, holidays were a big thing at our house, you know. Easter, Halloween, Christmas, New Year's. I mean, it just was very, very exciting, you know, to be in the Choi's home at that time of the year and doing the holidays. We love all the holidays, you know. We enjoyed very well. You know?
And so as you grow, and you know, it's really funny that, and not funny, but it's amazing that you look back on that time and say that you were the blessed one for not having to go further than Kahuku and, you know, go to the private school. There are other kids who'd probably say, hey, I missed out. But yeah, I love your perspective. True. You know, you see the blessing in everything that happens in your life, and it's good. Chef, I'm going to take a break right now, and we want to continue on, find out what called you to be a chef, and really, how did you get to really come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Let's talk about that in the next segment. Let's talk about what He has done, what impact He has made on your life and your decisions that you have made. We're here with Chef Sam Choi, world-renowned Pacific Rim cuisine chef. He is a gifted culinary expert. He's also a great TV personality, well-loved by all. Please stay with us. It's a great day today to have Chef Sam Choi in the house.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a in studio here for Danny Yamashiro. I'm joined by Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. We're going to continue our talk today with our special guest, Chef Sam Choi. Before we do, I want to remind you that if you'd like to hear this entire show from front to back, you can go to goodlifehawaii.com. You can listen to it there. Click on the link, download it. You can even share this message with others. Please share the message because it's a powerful one. Chef Sam Choi is a restaurateur. We've talked about his accolades, but he went to Waldorf Astoria Hotel after graduation in New York City and really learned much there. And then he returned to Hawaii where he eventually opened a chain of restaurants. What was it like, Chef, in the early years in the islands?
Well, you know, one of the real interesting things happened to me was that, you know, my mom, I tried to go to college on a athletic scholarship, and which I did have, but it was just a part of, you know, how do I try to, you know, leave home and, you know, take the country boy and put him out there in college and kind of, you know, try to put all the pieces of the puzzle together to make this work. And, you know, for me, I had the hardest time. I just couldn't, you know, find that part of my life to be part of what I needed to do back then. And so I came home, you know, came home and kind of like was just hanging out on the North Shore, not getting in trouble, but just hanging out there. And, you know, my dad kind of like started to get pretty, you know, kind of raised his voice to me, not in a yelling way, but, you know, son, you got to start finding something. You know, you're moving up in age, you know, you're 19, and I think it's best you know, either go back to school, find a job, or, you know, join the service, you know, the military. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my mom said to, you know, do that. So, you know, of course, Kapi'olani Community College way back then was on Pensacola Street, mm-hmm. where McKinley High School is, and that's kind of like where the original Kapi'olani College was, and went out there and kind of met some really interesting teachers, Walter Shees, Mrs. Fuji'i, she was like in charge way back when. You know, and it was kind of like, and I had to drive an hour and plus out from the North Shore, you know, from Lai'i all the way out to Honolulu.
Yeah.
But what was kind of interesting was that it was kind of like love at first bite, you know, went there and saw some interesting food and, you know, you just got to taste and you kind of told yourself like, yeah, I think I like this, you know. And you know, all of these things kind of like couldn't have been possible without the Lord, you know. That's the thing that I always share that with people. You know, it's so important to realize that, you know, we're blessed. Yeah. Every movement we make, it's all because God has the plan, you know. He has the plan for you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as this thing started to really progress and all of a sudden, you know, a friend of mine called me and said, oh, you know, Turtle Bay is going to be opening up. Kuilima back then, Dalwebs Kuilima was going to be opening up, and we need to, you know, apply, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, that's a good idea, you know, because I was working at Crouching Lion, you know, being a dishwasher, and, you know, you kind of got to start somewhere, and I felt like there's no better place than working at a restaurant that's only a few miles away from home, you know. Mm-hmm. So I worked there till like about midnight and come home and rest up. In the morning, 6 o'clock, get up. I'm on the road driving, stopped in Kava, picked me up some breakfast. Had a little snack shop, like the Nozawa's had a little drive-in, like picked up some breakfast and drove. Got into Honolulu and got into class. You know, did class. Got off class at 2 o'clock. Came home. They went back to work, you know, and so kind of like try to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, you know, back then, try to manage yourself, right? But I tell you one thing that really was a real blessing for me was that, you know, I felt the Lord very strongly, you know, I mean, I felt His presence as, you know, how and why, and, you know, why I'm doing this? Am I being tested? Or, you know, do I have, you know, better things ahead of me? You know, and so, you know, you kind of like always feel at ease with that, you know. And that's why you don't struggle, you know. You don't feel like, you know, you got everything coming at you really fast. You don't feel that, you know. You just feel like you're on a schedule. So anyway, you know, went through all of that, and then we applied. You know, me and my friend, we applied. And I got hired, he got hired. And then all of a sudden, you know, the day of work when we're supposed to, show up was September 1st. I walked in. I was so excited. Could hardly sleep that night, you know. I get up. I check the clock. I said, oh, it's only 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, okay. You know, right. I mean, I'm sure we all have done that, right? When you got to do something exciting, right? You just, either when you're going to fly or what, you just can't put yourself to bed and rest because you don't want to oversleep. But anyway, so next thing I knew was that I was on the road from Laie all the way to Turtle Bay, and got there and all excited, you know, had my knives under my arm, you know, I rolled up in a little towel, didn't have a knife bag like they have now. And, you know, kind of like went there and looked for my name. And I went, you know, HR, the human resource people said, oh, you got to go to your department you were hired for. So I said, oh, I was hired as a cook's helper. They said, oh, go in the kitchen. So I went in there, and I didn't see my name on the board. So apparently they had picked their team already, you know. Okay. And you know, I kind of, like, felt my heart, you know, like, you know, sinking, you know. And then the secretary came out and said, oh, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'm Sam Choi. I was told to report today. And HR said to come to the kitchen because I was the cook's helper. So she went in there, had a French chef, Emile Bertrand. And that they were talking because I couldn't hear them. They were in the office. And then she came out. She goes, oh, excuse me, but go to that door right there, you know. So when I saw that door, I told myself, okay. I walked in this door. I'm going deeper into the hotel. So that's not me. I don't got a job. But anyway, when I got there, it was the utility department. Guys who clean the floors and wash the dishes, pots and pans, you know. And I really, really felt like, okay, this is it, man. I'm done. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. And then, you know, I turned around, looked, and this guy came out, John Peck. You know, he says, oh, I'm John Peck. I'm going to be showing you. And he kind of caught me by surprise. So I couldn't say, like, you know what, I'm not going to work. I'm leaving. So I said, okay, yeah, all we got to do is, no, we're going to put you in the pot sink area. You look like you're strong. So I went there, and boy, I tell you what, I've never seen so many pots and pans before in my life. And they were huge, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, I felt like, you know, God, is this my future right here? This is what I'm going to end up being. And worked there full 8 hours. They didn't even pay attention. Wasn't a, you know, I had a little attitude going, you know, because, you know, I was up to becoming you know, a chef or cook, right?
Right.
And now I'm washing pots and pans, you know, and came, I did my 8 hours, then I drove home, you know. I got home, had a little Volkswagen Bug, you know, that really took me to work, took me to school, took me to go surfing, to the beach, you know, one of those old Beatles, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got home, and, you know, my mom comes flying out of the house. How was it? How was your first day at work? And I says, you know what, Mom? I think I'm gonna quit. She goes, why? I says, you know, I was hired as a cook's helper, and now I'm washing pots and pans. You know, and my mom, she looked at me. She said, you know, let me share something with you. If you're gonna become a great chef, you're gonna need to learn how to do everything in the kitchen. And if pot washing isn't part of that lesson, then I don't know. You know, you better really think this over or think this twice. Because I think you need that for your foundation of your... So within that 10 minutes of me feeling like I'm out of, you know, I'm not going to be doing this. And my mom turning around this whole... And really putting this spark in my eye and really uplifting my soul. You know, I really am... You know, blessed by just that, you know, I mean, that was a classic to me, the Lord working his magic, you know, through my mom, you know.
And what wisdom.
I think about, pardon?
What wisdom from your mother.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I looked at that. I look at this, and I made this speech when I got the James Beard Award. I made this speech when I was hired by American Airlines. Mm. I made this speech when I consulted at Google for Mark Zuckerberg and all those guys out there in Menlo Park and San Francisco. I always share that story. I share that story to a lot of the kids today. I share the story to a lot of other people. Yeah. So I always told myself, if I quit and left that job, I would have been a runner. I would have been running from one job to another all my life. Mm. I would have never, ever been able to do what I'm doing today. Sharing the story with a lot of people and being thankful for the Lord's message and how he allowed me to be part of his plan, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why for me, I share that story over and over, because it's so easy today. I look at a lot of young men and women, how they go from one job to another, you know, and I you know, everything's all about timing. And, you know, I do want to sometimes tell them, like, hey, wait a minute, why don't you just you know, slow down and try to maybe focus on that, because, you know, because sometimes the best job is right under your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like even the same thing with love, right? Love is right under your nose and you don't even feel it or know it, you know, and that's why sometimes it's important to, you know, just allow yourself to step back and analyze the situation and allow the Lord to work his magic, you know. And it all falls in place.
Yeah.
And, you know, from that point on, that time, I've never been able to slow down, you know. I'm always caring. I'm always sharing. I'm always giving. I'm always teaching.
Yeah.
I'm always blessed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so people, like, even when I work, you know, as a guest chef on some of the finest cruise lines in the world, I cruised on Crystal Cruises for 30 years, you know. Some of the, I've seen the world two times over, been to the best places in the world, been to the Vatican several times. I mean, it's just amazing. Been to Machu Picchu, South, you know, South America, you know, been to Cartagena, you know, all those places all over the world. And, you know, you ask yourself, like, how did a kid from a little town in Laie on the North Shore get to see all of this, you know? The only reason I think and I know for a fact was that the Lord allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so.
The words of wisdom.
It's like, definitely.
The words of wisdom of your mom, for sure. You know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's why we're so blessed.
Yeah, we're so blessed. You know, your words remind me of Romans 5:3, and it says, not only so, but we also glorify in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And I feel like your mom's wisdom was push through, persevere, suffer, persevere, build character, and in character, hope. And in hope,
that's
God's
right.
love. And so it truly reminds me of that scripture as you speak. We're going to take a quick break and kind of continue on this journey with Chef Sam Choi. You know, world renowned, but really, really such a heart of a servant and such a heart of a giver. We want to talk a lot more about that. I think it comes from just what he saw growing up around him, the role models that he had around him. Amazing story. Stay with us. We'll be right back to hear more with Chef Sam Choi.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Our special guest today is Chef Sam Choi, talking a little bit about how he became a chef and, you know, after all the accolades, you know, we've read them before more. In 1991, Chef Choi founded the Poke Festival and Recipe Contest. In 2004, he was awarded the James Beard Foundation America's Classic Award for your restaurant in Kaloko. The award recognized your restaurant as being a beloved regional restaurant that reflected the character of your community. Talk to us about what that award meant to you.
Well, I tell you what, anytime you win an award that you know, your peers kind of like vote you in, it's kind of like winning an Oscar, you know. And the James Beard Foundation, basically, you know, it's all about your peers and what they talk about you and what they see that you're doing. You know, I don't know, in anything like, you know, I'm sure like a major musician or a celebrity person that really just enjoys what they do, you never want to keep strings attached to winning an award, or, you know, I never dreamt that I would win a James Beard Award. Mm. You know, I just felt like, you know, making people laugh. And, you know, I learned that from my dad. My dad always said, when you cook, you cook from your heart. You always remember that. He always said that. Mm. He said, when people eat the food and they go quiet, that means they're very, very much enjoying it. Mm. You know, and my dad told us that when he was hunched over the sink, you know, cleaning a fish or cutting up his vegetables or washing something, you know. And I tell you, that is stuck into all of our, my brother, my sisters, you know, we all have that same trait, you know, to really make food good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why it's really tough for us when we go out and eat and, you know, the food's okay, you know what I mean? But, you know, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're humble pies, though. You know, you just am thankful that you don't have to wash dishes or cook tonight. You're out having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, I don't know. When I got the calling to get that award, you know, it was a real honor. You know, I went to New York, and it was at the Marriott Marquis there. I mean, you know, a lot of chefs. Martha Stewart was there, all the big name chefs in the food industry, mm-hmm. you know, and you hear your name called up and you go up there and it's presented by Gina Gallo mm-hmm. of the Gallo family, you know. I mean, it's just, it's remarkable, you know. I mean, every now and then, you know, I get a person call me up and tell me, oh, what happened on that night? Do you remember what happened that night, that evening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I said, yeah, of course, you never forget something as glorious as that. It's like winning an Oscar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I tell you, I'm very thankful that I did, you know. But I got to give a thanks to all my staffs and my sisters, mm-hmm. my wife, you know, all of them worked really hard in that restaurant.
Yeah.
My wife worked almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and just kind of just worked hard. You know, they all worked hard. You know, the restaurant's a real hard industry.
That's why
it feels really bad right now that, you know, all the restaurants that really make people happy and smile are either closed or they're just doing takeouts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, something has to, like, they got to start opening it up.
Yeah. You know, you talk a lot about just the love that you have for cooking, and it's sort of the lifeblood that you give out to others. And I've been privileged enough to be alongside you in some of those times when you've been a mentor to younger up-and-coming chefs. Tell us about your heart for that.
You know, I kind of like grew up in an industry that's very interesting. You know, it's European-driven, Asian, top Asian chefs from Japan. You know, they're all driven. They're all got their magic. But none of them really share. You know, most of them don't pour their heart out into allowing other people. I guess so. It's like some of the great musicians in Hawaii, when you see their kids are playing, you know, without mentioning names, because, you know, some people get really upset when they hear that, you know, they never was taught. They had to sit there and listen, you know.
Mm.
And I asked them, I said, man, you play really good, man. You must be good stock. Your dad was a great musician. Mm. And they come out flatly says, well, I didn't learn from my dad. But it's kind of untrue, because you must have learned something. You picked up the guitar and you played it. You know, it's just like for me, my dad taught me everything he knew. And he always told me, every time we're in the kitchen together, it was a lesson. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's kind of like a real important part of my role.
Yeah.
I want to leave this earth with hopefully nothing in my brain. My brain has been given, it's empty, it's dry. It's like the well gone dry, you know? Yeah. I've given all what I have in my mind out to everybody.
Yeah.
I like sharing. I wrote books and stuff like that. My first 2-3 books were very excellent in telling the story, you know?
Yeah.
And sharing and really helping and teaching. I think, you know, it's like Brother Ears, when he passed on, you know, everybody knew he was famous, but then when he passed, man, everybody knew he was really famous, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, and that's the way I feel too, you know. I just feel like I wanna give everything. I wanna give my heart to people, how they to really be, you know, humble, how to be caring, how to share, you know, and really not have a bad bone in your body. You know, a real good friend of mine, Stan Ho, who died of cancer just recently, very famous, world-famous pastry chef, lived in Vegas, worked for major chocolate companies. He never, ever turned anybody down as far as doing a, you know, event or, you know, I mean, this guy was a workaholic. I thought I could work. This guy put me to shame, you know. He'd, you know, live in Vegas. He'd drive out to California, meet me. We're going to do the event. After the event's done that night, he'd pack up all his little, you know, boxes and coolers and stuff and give me a big hug and say, I'll see you until the next one. And he'll be driving back to Vegas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Stan, you should rest tonight. He goes, nope, I'll go home and then And, you know, when he passed, every now and then I talk with the wife, Joanne. She's really a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk about stuff like that. And she goes, yeah, he'd be up like 1-2 o'clock in the morning just writing his recipes or designing something for the next event. Go to bed, then he gets up at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and he's cooking breakfast for the grandkids or me, you know, because he's a school teacher. And, you know, and that's the kind of things that, you know, I really am blessed to feel that it's so important to share and give, you know.
Because
you know, I mean, you be honest, you know, I know for a fact that right next to your birth date is your death date. And so, you know, as much as you can and as much as you can you want to really just full throttle, you know, just open up the throttle and just keep pouring it out, giving love. You know, another thing too I like to share is that, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that in cooking, you know, my dad taught us this, never cook mad and always add love to the food, TLC. And, you know, it really, because I've had people tell me, hey, Sam, you know, I did your beef stew. It didn't come out as good. What's missing in your recipe? I said, I want to tell you only one time, and you think about this. What's missing is your TLC.
Mm.
You need to put your heart and soul into your dish.
Yeah.
You're not cooking it because you read the recipe from the book. You're cooking it because you're enjoying what you're doing, and people are going to eat that dish, and they're going to be very excited.
Mm.
And I always tell people that. You know, it's like if we all were given the same amount of everything to make a bowl of chili or a pot of chili, I guarantee it'll taste different, because some of them are going to just do it because they were told to do it, but some of them are going to do it because they enjoy cooking or they're enjoying, they just feel like the voice in their head to saute the onions, add the garlic, grind, saute your ground beef, take out the excess oil, add your fresh tomatoes, add your cilantro, add your spices, add your beans, add your tomato sauce, you know, let it cook and simmer. Add a can of corn, you know, make sure you add your beans at the right time, you know,
and
taste your food as you're cooking, you know. But that's cooking right there, you know. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah,
and
Sam,
go ahead.
Yeah?
Go ahead,
what's
Suzanne.
That?
You talked about the dash between your birth and your death, and I mentioned to Lonnie before the interview, your dash, to me, as I've just visited with you a couple of times recently, is you've lived being the hands and feet of Jesus to all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And that's as good as it gets, Sam.
You know, yeah. You know, we're going to come back.
Real quick here, yeah. But you're very true. And we'll share some stories when we come back.
I'd like to hear more about that.
Yeah.
I know I heard a little clip of that from Suzanne, but when we return, let's talk a little bit about being the hands and feet of Jesus. I know you've done so much in the community, but, you know, not from a place of boast. I know you don't have that heart. You're so humble, but just to witness to the amazing work that God's been able to do through you and through your passion for cooking, but not your passion for cooking, your passion for people.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, let's kind
That's
of visit
true.
That, Chef. Let's talk to our audience and inspire them to do the same, because the world needs more people like you, Chef Sam. We appreciate you. We're going to come back and hear more about what you're doing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We're here with our special guest, Chef Sam Choi. He's appeared in several food TV programs, including Ready, Set, Cook. He's actually been on The Iron Chef, which is amazing to me. He has his own local Sam Choi's Kitchen show, which is well-watched, well-loved. But also, Chef Sam has done so much to give back to our community. He's been a guest chef at many fundraising events for many organizations, donated cookbooks to raise money, but more importantly, he has used his gift of cooking to show his love for those in need. And we want to kind of share some of that. So, Chef Sam, what is something that you're doing now? I know there's so many things you've been doing over the years, but what are you doing now?
Well, you know, I raised, my mom passed away with cancer. She had ovarian cancer way back when.
Wow.
So I've been really blessed to be part of the big Cleveland Sidemen Cancer Center there out in Cleveland. You know, raised money, lots of money. And, you know, it's just something that you just do because, you know, you're not doing it because you want something back. You just do it. You know, it's like over here in Kona, they had the earthquake that kind of damaged the Catholic Church. And I've raised a lot of money for the Catholic Church. But, you know, you don't do it because you want to have your name in the newspaper or you want to have people talk about you. That's one thing about giving. You never want to give and expect anything from it. You just do it because it's a blessing, the reason you can do it, because the Lord is helping you do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I always believe in that, you know? It's really funny. You know, you kind of like, you know, you hear people go like, especially, you know, I grew up in a Mormon community, and I'm raising thousands of dollars for the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it don't. Pardon?
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing about giving. You know, you don't give because, you know, we're all human beings. We're all children of the Lord. You know, we're just here on earth because we're blessed to be here on earth. And then when you read the history of church, you know, you find that, you know, there was some unbelievable amount of sacrifice,
yeah,
you know, way back when, you know. And, you know, they did it. They did the ultimate, you know.
Yeah.
And so for me, I look at it this way. If I can, you know, help and reach out and teach and, you know, make, put a smile on someone's face,
yeah,
I tell you what, that's, to me personally, that's a blessing. You know, it's funny, but, you know, like I was talking about when I did a lot of cruises on these cruise ships, and, you know, you work with the different staffs on board, and, you know, when I leave, you know, there's one or two or three or four or five or six or a dozen. They give you a hug, and, you know, you know they're dropping tears, you know.
Mm.
And then, you know, you just kind of like, you know, to tell yourself, wow, man, you know, we really worked together to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I do something, you know, guys, they can't wait till we meet again and do this, you know?
Yeah.
And they say, Sam, we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is with you, but when you leave, there's a big void, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We feel like, you know, you left a presence here so strong,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, we can't, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's several things that have always come into my mind. One is my upbringing. To be humble, be thankful, and sharing the love with each other,
mm-hmm,
and not looking down upon people, but just you know, being part of it, you know, being in the mix, you know, mm-hmm. allowing yourself to be like them, like us. Like, you know, the word I don't like the word I, because it's not really about I, it's about we, it's mm-hmm. about us. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's always been my whole thing of growing up. And I think that's where my presence is really felt, you know, in that part of my life, you know, where I share that. You know, it's like people who've never met me. I just met some people in Punta Mita right before all of this mess in January. And they were from Canada, but they were Europeans from Germany, and they didn't know who I was, and we started talking. And, you know, I met them again a few days later, and the husband called me over. He goes, you know, we felt like we've known you forever. Mm-hmm. You're so real. The wife goes, God, you're so real. It's like, who are you? What do you do for a living? I says, well, you guys know what I do for a living. I'm a cook. He goes, yeah, but, you know, man, we can feel some heavy, mm-hmm. some heavy magic that you got in your soul, you know? I says, nah, there's nothing magic. It's just the way I was brought up and mm-hmm. the way I believe in the Lord and, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing, but that's kind of like a real big blessing for me and us, you know?
Yeah. You know, your passion comes through, and the amount, the service that you do, I just feel that it is just because of your upbringing. You know, your parents, you talked at the beginning of our show about how they would feed the kids in the neighborhood at 4:30, and you didn't know what was going on, but it was happening, and you learned it, you caught it before you were taught it.
Yeah.
And it's such a testament, you know, to parents and to what we can do to influence our kids. So,
you know what's amazing?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people do that, you know? There's a lot of people that give a lot.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I was just going to say, Sam, I don't think I've ever had this thought come to me about another person. But to me, you have a heavenly heart,
mm-hmm.
and I just love it. It's just really a joy to hear from your parents, for sure,
and
your family.
Yeah. You know, they allowed us to be who we are, and more importantly, they taught us the side that, you know, we have to all live and care for each other, and that's why sometimes it's so mind-boggling when you look at history. When you look at what happened back when they were fighting, you know, back in Ireland, when they're fighting over religion, Protestants and the Catholics, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and you look at today with, you know, the terrorists, you know, mm-hmm. you kind of like wonder, like, are we being tested by the Lord? I mean, even now with this virus that is
mm-hmm.
totally man-made, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are we being tested or are we just going over this little speed bump in our life right now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I always tell people when I did speak over at Hope Chapel just kind of like a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
I said, my doctor is the Lord. I got the best doctor in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's got his plans for me,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I just share that because that's the truth,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. You know, you talked go ahead.
You go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just, you know, you were talking earlier about today and what's happening in the industry and the people and the loss that we're feeling during this time. What is your thought on how we come out of this? What hope do you see for Hawaii?
Well, I think seriously, on the business side, I think you know, it's a combination of things. It's a political year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, you know, mean things going on between both sides,
mm-hmm.
which is very unfortunate. But, you know, I stay away from that because I allow myself to be really, you know, Lord driven,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like it's going to be a long haul. I think financially, there's a lot of businesses going to be done because mm-hmm. they're just living from one I don't want to use the word paycheck to another paycheck, but, you know, from one financial statement to another financial statement.
Right.
And I think it's a sign of the Lord working, because I think there's too many people have taken too much from people that are just machines. I think government suppresses the people.
Mm.
You know, we can't work together as one, you know. Mm. It's either this group that has a certain amount of power, and that group there is kind of like the machine or the rat in the wheel that keeps running and running and running. And I think this right here is going to really either slow down everybody or start looking at themselves in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like,
I see that.
You know what?
Absolutely.
I've not been doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I have to change my thinking.
Yeah.
I have to really, really change my thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, and I look at Hawaii as one of the most caring and most giving state in all of America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we can see some of the, you know, some of the work of Satan in certain movements, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to really, really, really analyze that and really let the Lord, you know, take us and guide us.
Yeah,
you know,
Chef Sam.
Go ahead.
No, you're spot on. And thank you for being so inspiring. Thank you for those words. Absolutely, we have a future that we got to be praying for first of all. But there's hope, because there's always hope in Jesus, because he always is victorious, right? So,
oh, yeah.
Mahalo. Mahalo so much for being on our show
today.
We're done? We are just about done. I know it flew by, right? It flew by.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Chef, for being a part of our show. You have shared so much with us, so inspirational. Your giving, your generous heart. Thank you so much. And the wisdom of your mom. I'm just going to take that away from my own kids. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, and thank you for allowing me to share this words of love and, you know, sharing the Lord's words. And
thank you.
It's just remarkable that I've got the opportunity to share it to all your listeners out there.
Amen.
But, you know, hey, we just keep going, you know, we just keep going.
Amen. Thank you, Chef. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Amen.
Inspiring words from Chef Sam Choi. There is no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to him. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on Get to Know Jesus. There's more information there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, make a donation, pray for us, click on thegoodlifehawaii.com partners link. Let us know you're there. Matthew 4:4 says, Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to our guest, Chef Sam Choi. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, our technical producer, Chaz Antai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Lani Ka'a, in here for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today. Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.